Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Archer and Mir with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Police busted an illegal cannabis farm and seized over $42 million worth of the plant. Police searched a rural property in Cumminia in the Somerset area, where they found a production-scale cannabis farm. Five people were arrested and charged, while 24 grow houses with commercial quality manufacturing machines were shut down. Areas in northern Queensland are among 12 sites that will be turned into new Indigenous protected areas referred to as IPAs. IPAs are areas of land and sea country managed by First Nations groups, with the government hoping the model will help deliver better nature protections and good local jobs. In national news, concerns over overpayments in AFL Victoria Country Football Leagues are arising as small rural town clubs question how much opposition team players are being paid to play. The AFL introduced salary caps in 2016, imposing a limit on club spending on players. However, rumours have begun to circulate that clubs are breaching the cap. Small clubs are now fighting for change, otherwise, top clubs may be playing themselves as struggling clubs begin to disappear.
The Northern Territory is set to dispose of a historic Hobart-built warship that took part in World War II because it is in pending construction. The 80-foot Pine Patrol Boat Rush Cutter has been sitting on a commercial shipyard since 2018, but has been rotting away in the middle of a primary construction site. A group of maritime enthusiasts has since come together to propose moving the vessel 150 metres to another site, but they say it needs more time. In international news, Europe's long-awaited Ariane 6 rocket has finally soared into space, ending a launch drought and revitalising Europeans' access to orbit. Despite a minor setback during its maiden flight, the rocket hailed as a crucial for Europe's space autonomy, aiming to usher in a new era of missions, from military satellites to scientific explorations. With plans for frequent launches and improved cost efficiency, Ariane 6 promises to uphold Europe's position in global space endeavours for decades to come. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy and resembling Silent Hill with all the fog. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.